Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu clears himself of all charges. Then Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu said, "These people have mentioned certain things which you are aware of as well. However, their plan is to debate with me on these issues so that they can return and say, 'We engaged in a debate with Usman regarding these matters, and he has been defeated.' These people allege that whilst on journey, I offered the prayer in full, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform qasr while on journey." Footnote: qasr is the shortened version of the obligatory prayer, which is offered as such in certain circumstances. End footnote. However, it was only in Mina where I offered the prayer in full, and even that was due to two reasons. Firstly, because I owned property there, and I had married there. Secondly, because I came to know that in those days people had converged for the Hajj, and the uneducated from among them would begin to say that the Khalifa only offers two rakat, so there must only be two rakat in the prayer. Is this not true? Footnote: a rakat is a cycle in the formal Muslim prayer, plural rakat. End footnote. The companions replied, "Yes, this is correct." Then Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu said, "The second allegation that they raise is that I have introduced the innovation of establishing public pastures, although this is a false accusation. Pastures were established before me. They were introduced by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and I have only made them more spacious due to the growing number of camels which are given in alms. Then, the land designated for public pastures is not the wealth of anyone. I have no benefit in this. I have only two camels, whereas at the time when I became Khalifa, I was more wealthy than all the Arabs. Now I only have two camels which I keep for Hajj. Is this not true?" The noble companions affirmed, "Indeed it is." Then Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu said, "They say that I appoint comparatively young men as governors, even though I only appoint such individuals as governors who possess virtuous attributes and manners. Holy men before me appointed even younger people as governors than those appointed by me. Far more objections were raised against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for appointing Osama bin Zayd as the general of an army than are now being raised against me. Is this not true?" The companions responded, "It is true. These people raise objections before the people, but hide the real events." In this manner, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu stated all the objections one by one and refuted them one after another. The companions emphatically persisted that they should be executed, but Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu did not agree and released them. Tabari states, "Abal muslimuna illa qatalahum wa aba illa tarkahum." The rest of the Muslims were adamant on having them executed, but Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu could not be convinced in any way to punish them.